Welcome to The Voice of Dominion, a weekly program brought to you by the partners and friends of Ike Akabogo Ministries and Spirit of Faith Church International. These programs are designed to impart into the believer the knowledge of who they are, what they have, and what they can do as a result of their position in Christ, helping them, through the Word, to take their rightful place on earth, a place of reigning, where things are subject to them, not them being subject to things. As a result, they'll establish the kingdom of God on earth. Tune in weekly. These programs are powerful and will impact your life forever. And now, Reverend Ike Akabogo on The Voice of Dominion.
Turn with me, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians 13, we will read verse 5. I'd like to read it to you in Amplified Bible. We were ministering around this subject last Tuesday. We started, I think, on Sunday. We've been ministering on this direction for a while, or in this direction for a while. We've been talking about the words that you speak, how your words control your life, how your life is governed by what you say, and how you ought to answer things. Amen. And last Tuesday we started to emphasize that your confession is powered by your belief. You want to know why you talk the way you talk? Because that's the way you believe. Amen. And of course, the way you believe came through the way you think. Amen. So we started to examine, if our belief, if our confession is powered by our belief, we need to make sure that every area, we need to check every area to make sure that our believing is right. Amen. So let's start by reading 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5. It says, examine and test and evaluate your own selves, not your neighbor, not your wife, not your husband, amen, but yourselves, to see whether you are holding to your faith and showing the proper fruits of it. You know, you can be in faith and not be producing. Right. You know what I mean by you are in faith because you have faith, but you're not producing something with it. Amen. I mean, you can have faith, but you're not holding on to it. How many of you know you can have a car, but not be in the vehicle?
Right.
Amen. And if people are called up for, who among you have a car? Who among you has a car here? You will stand up, and you'll be right. But you can have a car and not be in it. And if you're not in it, you won't show the benefits of that vehicle.
That's right.
Amen. So it says, hey, examine and test and evaluate your own selves to see whether you are holding to your faith and showing the proper fruits of it. Test and prove yourselves, not Christ. Do you not yourselves realize and know thoroughly by an ever-increasing experience that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you are counterfeits, disapproved, on trial, and rejected? So it's talking about here, examine ourselves to make sure we are holding on to our faith.
Amen.
The interesting thing about this is that you can let your faith go and not even realize. Amen. So we started to check. Okay? What do we believe about things? Because if we're wanting to change our confession, because the Bible said that if you have faith, you shall say, and your confession is your possession. Possession begins at confession. All right. So if your confession is powered by your belief. So we went out on Tuesday night checking what we believe.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we mentioned a few areas to check what we believe, because these areas, they're not all the areas, but they are the areas that the Spirit of God emphasized to me. They are very important in making sure that we lay hold or that we possess. What are those areas? We talked about God. What do you believe about God? Okay, because if what you believe about God is not accurate, it will affect your confession. And if your confession is compromised, the reality that it is supposed to create in your life will be compromised, because you will have what you say. Can you say amen? Then another area that we're going to examine to make sure that we are in faith or that we are holding on to faith in that area is what you believe about yourself. Amen. What you believe about yourself. Okay, we've settled the issue about what you believe about God. We went through talking about God is good. God will always be good to you. Amen. God wants you well. God wants you to prosper. Amen. God's not holding anything back from you. God is on your side. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember that? And God never recalls your mistakes. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So today, let's check what we believe about ourselves. Amen. Because what you believe about yourself can keep you out of the things that God has provided for you.
Yes.
Amen. Remember the Israelites, the 12 spies that God, that Moses sent to check out the promised land. There was 12 of them. 10 of them, the Bible say, came back with an evil report. What was the evil report? They brought back fruits from the promised land. Because God said, I'll give you a land that's filled with, that is flowing with milk and honey. They came back with proofs of it. Okay? They have proofs to say that what God said was so. Okay? And then they went on to start to emphasize that there were giants in the land. Okay? The giants in the land wasn't a big deal. It wasn't the main thing that kept them out. But they went on to say that we are not able to go. We're not able to go in. We're not able to overcome them. Because we were grasshoppers in our own eyes. So were we in their eyes. Okay? So how they saw themselves, what they believed about themselves, limited them, kept them from possessing what's available. What they believed about themselves got them into talking the way they were talking. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. So to them, the giants are mighty. They are not able to overcome them. Amen. So what you believe about yourself can keep you from what God has for you. It can actually contaminate your confession.
Right.
Amen. What you believe about yourself can contaminate your confession. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. You see, you will confess what you believe about yourself, but if what you believe is contrary to what God has made you, your confession will put a divide between you and the blessing. I've seen people pray wonderful prayers, but the way they talk puts a divide between them and the blessing. Was it God that put the divide? No. You see, our words create pathways. Our words create pathways for the blessing, or it can create pathways for the curse.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Remember the Bible says blessing and cursing coming out of your mouth, it shouldn't be the same way.
Right.
Amen. You see, words are highways. Your mouth is like a bulldozer. It will level ground for something good to come. It will also pile up junk to keep something good from coming.
Right.
Amen. Why? Just because of what you believe.
Yes.
Amen. Just because of what you believe. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. So let's look at a few things we ought to believe about ourselves.
Yes, sir.
What you must believe about yourself. So let's go through a few things just as a reminder, because this will affect what you are talking about. Amen.
Yes.
Go with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5. How about we start from, yeah, okay, let's go to 21 first. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, look at verse 21. It says, for he had made him, talking about God, for God had made him, God had made Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Okay? So what one of the things you must believe about yourself is that you are the righteousness of God.
Amen.
You are the righteousness of God. Amen. If you don't believe that, it will affect how you talk. Amen. You will always see yourself as an outsider. What does righteousness of God mean? It means you are in right standing with God.
Amen.
Amen. Being in right standing with God gives you a say before God.
Amen.
Being in right standing with God means that you will always have an audience with God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You will always have an audience with God. Praise God. Amen. Do you know how long it takes people to get an audience with the president? That's even if you are recognized.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
I mean, you go to a big company, you want to meet with the CEO. You know how long it takes, even for people that work for the company, to get an audience with them. And here you are, because you were made the righteousness of God. That puts you in his class. That makes you an heir of God. That gives you unhindered access to God. You can come to him anytime, and you will have his ears. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to believe that about you, that God hears you. That God hears you.
Yes.
Because you have made his righteousness. And if you believe that God hears you all the time, it will affect how you talk.
That's right.
Amen. If you believe that God hears you all the time because you've been made his righteousness, before you say certain things, you will think twice. Okay? If God heard me saying this, would that be pleasing to him? If God heard me saying this, would that be okay to him? Amen. Glory to God. And on the other hand of it, if you speak knowing that God is the back of your confession, okay, because you made the righteousness of God, that means that God will uphold your word. God will uphold your word. So if you believe that about yourself, that because you are made the righteousness of God, that when you speak, God upholds your word, what would you do? You will be bold.
Right.
You will be bold, knowing that you are not the one to perform what you're saying. He performs his word coming out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Amen. Remember,
Amen.
The Bible says that God watches over his word to perform it. Amen. Why would he watch over his word? In the mouth of the righteous. Amen. And he made you that way. Amen. He made you that way. So you've got to believe that about yourself. I am the righteousness of God. I'm in right standing with God. So when I speak, God honors my word. Amen. You're not an ordinary person. The heathen may pray, but the Bible says that their prayers are an abomination to God. But his ears are ever open to your prayers. Praise God. Amen. So, you must believe that about yourself. Being the righteousness of God. Being the righteousness of God. I have an audience with God. God will not let my confession fall to the ground. Amen. See, when you understand this, it affects how you talk.
Yes.
It affects your confession. You don't confess checking, you know, looking to the left or looking to the right. You confess knowing that he's the back of your confession.
That's right.
He's the power behind your confession. And you're not just saying anything, you know, that comes to your mind. You're talking like the righteous.
Yes, hallelujah, amen.
You see what I mean? You're talking like the righteous. Because you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ, and you believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, you talk like the righteous. How does the righteous talk? The righteous talk as an heir. They don't see themselves outside of the blessing.
Yes, sir.
They're not trying to get blessed. Because the righteous have been made aware that they are made heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So you talk like the righteous.
We'll continue with this subject on our next broadcast. And now, here are some closing comments and important information from our announcer.
Thank you for joining us for the Voice of Dominion. We trust you were blessed by today's program. Please send us your testimonies. We would like to hear how your life has been touched by this program. If you would like to contact us or get more information, please call us at 0818 374 5265 or visit our website www.ikeakabogu-ministries.org. You may also like Ike Akabogu Ministries on Facebook. Until next time, take your rightful place in Christ daily.